Betty looked out the window and saw a bright object following them. What did Betty look out the window and see following them? Betty looked out the window and saw a bright object following them. Barney stopped the car and checked the object out with a pair of binoculars. Who stopped the car and checked the object out with a pair of binoculars? Barney stopped the car and checked the object out with a pair of binoculars. He saw a spacecraft with at least half a dozen living beings looking straight at him. What did he see? He saw a spacecraft with at least half a dozen living beings looking straight at him. Terrified, he ran back to the car and sped into the night. Was he terrified? Yes, he was terrified. What did he do? He ran back to the car and sped into the night. The couple then heard a series of loud beeps before passing out. What did the couple hear before passing out? The couple heard a series of loud beeps before passing out. When they awoke, they were 35 miles down the highway with no memory of how they got there. Were they 400 miles down the highway when they awoke? No, they weren't 400 miles down the highway when they awoke. They were 35 miles down the highway when they awoke. Did they have a memory of how they got there? No, they had no memory of how they got there. A few days later, Betty began having nightmares. How many days later did Betty begin having nightmares? Betty began having nightmares a few days later. 2 years later, a visit to the psychiatrist would reveal what happened that night. 2 years later, what would reveal what happened that night? 2 years later, a visit to the psychiatrist would reveal what happened that night. Under hypnosis, Betty and Barney said short gray aliens with big bug eyes abducted them. Under hypnosis, what did Betty and Barney say abducted them? Under hypnosis, Betty and Barney said short gray aliens with big bug eyes abducted them. The aliens took them aboard their spaceship and stuck them with needles. Who took them aboard their spaceship? The aliens took them aboard their spaceship. What did they stick them with? They stuck them with needles. The psychiatrist didn't buy the story, but believed the Hills thought it was true. Did the psychiatrist buy the story? No, the psychiatrist didn't buy the story. Did the psychiatrist believe that the Hills thought it was true? Yes, the psychiatrist believed that the Hills thought it was true. The Hills lived exhausting lives. What kind of lives did the Hills live? The Hills lived exhausting lives. The pressures of demanding jobs and long daily commutes always take their toll. What always take their toll? The pressures of demanding jobs and long daily commutes always take their toll. As a biracial couple in 1960s America, the Hills also faced prejudice and stress. As a biracial couple in 1960s America, what did the Hills also face? As a biracial couple in 1960s America, the Hills also faced prejudice and stress. Psychiatrists who have studied their case claim sleep deprivation and stress were the cause of the Hills' experiences. What do psychiatrists who have studied their case claim were the cause of the Hills' experiences? Psychiatrists who have studied their case claim sleep deprivation and stress were the cause of the Hills' experiences. Betty was also an avid fan of science fiction and a keen believer in UFOs before the incident. What was Betty an avid fan of? Betty was an avid fan of science fiction. What was she a keen believer in before the incident? She was a keen believer in UFOs before the incident. Some say her story was what started it all. Do some say her story was what ended it all? No, some don't say her story was what ended it all. Some say her story was what started it all. Their account became a movie broadcast on TV in 1975. When did their account become a movie broadcast on TV? Their account became a movie broadcast on TV in 1975. Perhaps not coincidentally, Travis Walton's abduction happened not long after this movie aired. Did Travis Walton's abduction happen not long after this movie aired? Yes, Travis Walton's abduction happened not long after this movie aired. In the following 2 years, the number of reported alien abductions soared. Did the number of reported alien abductions soar or fall in the following 2 years? The number of reported alien abductions soared in the following 2 years. Are UFOs and aliens real, or are they the product of an evolving folklore? The U.S. government has recently spent $22 million attempting to answer that question. How much has the U.S. government recently spent attempting to answer that question? The U.S. government has recently spent $22 million attempting to answer that question. In 2007, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, AATIP, was created. When was the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, AATIP, created? The Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, AATIP, was created in 2007. The project investigated numerous accounts of unusual aircraft traveling at unusual speeds. What did the project investigate? The project investigated numerous accounts of unusual aircraft traveling at unusual speeds. It also researched encounters between UFOs and American military pilots. Did it also research encounters between UFOs and American military pilots? Yes, it also researched encounters between UFOs and American military pilots. The government slashed the program's funding in 2012, but Luis Elizondo, the former head of the program, claims the program continued without government funding. When did the government slash the program's funding? The government slashed the program's funding in 2012. Who claims the program continued without government funding? Luis Elizondo, the former head of the program, claims the program continued without government funding. Elizondo continued working from his Pentagon office until his resignation in October 2017. Where did Elizondo continue working until his resignation in October 2017? Elizondo continued working from his Pentagon office until his resignation in October 2017. He left to protest against what he believed was excessive secrecy. Why did he leave? He left to protest against what he believed was excessive secrecy.